to the plane. It was just a lot quicker.
Yes.
When you were coming home, was it the same as going there? Like, would you stay for 3 days and
No, actually, I think this time when we came back, we went through, if I'm not mistaken, I went through Hawaii, and then we bounced back, came right back to Camp Pendleton in California, and we stayed there for 3 days. So we didn't, you know, we did stay here in the United States. It's more like a cooling down, you know, reacclimating yourself to your life again.
Okay. When you came back to this, like, back to America and started living your civilian life, did you at all encounter anyone who looked as you, like as a, I guess it's from baby killer?
Well, I want to make one comment before we, you keep saying United States. We didn't call it the United States. We called it the world.
Oh.
This was known as the world. Anytime short-timers are people that only have a few days left in Nam, we're going back to the world. We're going back to the world. All right. It was great to come back to the world. And to answer your question, it took me, no one ever said it to my face. No one ever said anything to my face about being in Vietnam. Before I say anything else, I'm going to see if you're going to ask any more questions about that so I don't go over the top of some questions that you possibly might ask.
Well, that was, I was really just going to ask that one and see how you responded to it, but after that, really nothing else.
Coming back from Vietnam and being back in the world, it took me over 30 years to get over what the United States, when I say the United States, I mean the people here, treated Vietnam veterans like we were dirt because of being a baby killer or however you want, you know, however, whatever analogy that they were using. Churches, I'm a church-going person. The church I belong to and churches in the Milwaukee area were sponsoring Vietnamese families. Sponsoring means they would bring them from a poor life and bring them over here to the United States and give them a house and get them jobs and whatever. And they didn't have to pay for taxes for 5 years. Well, let me tell you something, young man. I was married, I had a kid, and I didn't have a job. But this Vietnamese family had a house. This guy had a job in 1970 that paid him over $40,000 a year. In 1970, that was a lot of money because he was a computer guy. I called him Gooks. My mother got upset because I was calling him Gooks all the time. I just came from war, and now you're paying to have this family come over here. We have always been treated unfair. I sound hostile, and yes, it gets my oil boiling. When I saw that Marine today, anytime you see anybody that knows what happened from Vietnam, they always thank us. They thank us for being in Vietnam. What I think people fail to forget, and what Mr. Grimm failed to remember, is what Mr. Grimm is trying to do is not let future generations forget what we have given them, whether it be in the War 1812 or any war that you want, the freedoms that we have. We were not there because we wanted to be there. We were there because our commander-in-chief says, you will go and you will do what you got to do. You'll do your job. We did our job. People didn't like it. Sorry. But I'm proud to be an American and I'm proud to be a United States Marine. That will never change till my dying breath. No matter what people think or say, we did our job. Everybody that goes into the service is doing their job. So they should be, I'm not saying fall over backwards. They should be patting them on the back and thanking them that they're keeping our freedoms. Not my freedoms, not yours, ours. Because it's all of us. It's all of us.